Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, man. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. The second hour we enter, and we are talking to Sipopolos Khatebe, as I said. Looking at the dangers of negative speeches. You know, some people just speak negatively. It can be against yourself, against your spouse, against other people, against ministers, against friends. But this negativity is just what it is. And its results can be devastating in many instances than one. And one has to look into the very aspect and say, okay, then what does the word say about this? Can I hear what the Father says with regards to this? Or do I find myself going on in many instances than one, becoming a person who actually is finding themselves really accustomed to talking negative about themselves? One of the things I know is that when you speak negatively about yourself, those things come to pass. Whatever it is that you say. If you call yourself in a derogative way, or you allow people to refer to you derogatively, you become exactly that. You start thinking like that. You're shaped like that. And that's a big problem. Let us welcome Sipopolos Khatebe. My friend, greetings, welcome.
Sibingelele, bongabalele makhaya. Sibingelele mfethu Jabulani Dominic, mfundisi Rally Khodi. Sibingelele kulolu suku Jesu uNkulunkulu wethu alenzile. Elithi zikaNkulunkulu is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we glad in it. We thank God for this opportunity. Today we'll be learning more from the topic, the power of a negative confession. Remember, bathandekayo, ngokwezi kaNkulunkulu lithi ukuphila nokufa kusemandleni nolimi. Abalithandayo bayadla iy'thelo zalo. In other words, there is power in whatever we say. There is power in whatever we confess. Remember, we're little God. In the book of Psalms, the Bible said we're little God. In other words, we've got power to create. In other words, our word can go a long way. That is why ngokwezi kaNkulunkulu sifundisa ukuthi we should guard our tongue. Ingaki iBhayibheli lasifunda khona ku Numbers 13:32. iBhayibheli lifunde kanje lithi, so they gave a negative report to Israel about the land they've scouted. The land we've passed through, it exploits one that devours its inhabitants, and all the people we saw in it are men of a great size. Remember, uNkulunkulu, when he took Israel from Egypt, Canaan, there were times whereby each and every tribe was represented. Ukuthi kusendwa abantu beyohlolizwa. iBhayibheli lithi 10 of those, they came up with a bad report. And this is a report that they gave to all Israel. iBhayibheli lithi, so they gave a negative report to Israel about the land they scouted. The land we passed as a report. They say, the land we have passed through to explore, it's one that devours its inhabitants. God never said that. But these people, they went there knowing very well what God has given them, simple instruction. Go there. But unfortunately, they went through their naked eyes. When they went there, they saw giants. They saw people of a great size. And the Basbona, they felt good, they are like little grasshoppers. And remember, God never created them like that. But it's unfortunate, they started now to confess negativity. And remember, whenever one confess a negative confession, it is true what they believe. And once you believe the devil on every situation concerning your life, you will start now speaking negativity concerning your children, your marriage, your career, in whatever aspect of your life. So it is very important that in your life you must be so skeptical when it comes to your confession. That is why negative confession will lead to your eternal destruction, will lead you into sadness in your life. Because there are times whereby you face trial and tribulation. Once you forget to confess God's word, you will confess what you feel at that time. And that by itself, it will lead you that you are being consumed by the situation. And you will never even see the power and the intervention that God can provide in such an instant. And these believers, they confess negativity. It was only Caleb and Joshua who were so bold enough to speak positivity, speaking the positive report that comes from God concerning their life. It is important in our life as believers, as Christians. You know why? It is because whatever we think of, it becomes part of us. It becomes one heart with our heart. Then if it's in our heart, we confess it. So it is of a great advice that we fill our heart with God's word so that whenever situation comes across storms and trials, we become more than conquerors. When an enemy comes in the form of a flood, our God lifts the standard against the enemy. It is only that positivity that could make us to be more than conquerors in those situations. But only if God waits available. But it's unfortunate, the power of a negative confession, it leads to failure. That is why they never even perceived in pillars of the way God has intended them. God made them wonderfully and faithfully, but as unfortunate they've seen them like grasshoppers. Why? It is because they confess that, they faith on that, they thought of that. That is why it lets them not even to see Israel as a Canaan. You know why? It is because of the power of a negative confession. That is why we need to be sensitive. Let us use our tongue, confess God's word. Let's use our tongue for all the positivity in our lives so that God can be praised. Nezwi nange confession is each and every day. Power of a negative confession can lead you into a sekaya, reaping a sour fruits in your life. Remember, whatever you meant, so he shall reap it. So if you plant a seed of negativity, what do you expect? You'll expect negative result. And that is why when the environment is conducive for a seed to germinate, it will germinate, but it will only produce after its own kind. And that is why it's important that our word becomes positive so that we can reap positivity in every instant that we came across in this life. So negative confession, it equals to a negative result. You speak negativity, you'll reap negativity in your life.
Absolutely, we must be careful and that we don't speak negatively into our lives. Be careful about what you say about yourself, especially when you are angry and emotional. Be careful about the things you say about yourself.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339 or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Talking to Sipho Polos about the power of negative talk, man, the power of negative speeches. And we need to get to Scripture in order to really bring this to true fact and understanding, you know. It's important that as believers, we become those kinds of people who would, in many instances than one, look into Scripture and check the things that the Father is saying. We need to be careful of that. And in our being careful also, we take into consideration the warnings that are there. Sipho.
Let us read Matandegayo, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. IBhayibheli ifunde kanje ukufa nokuphila kusemandleni olwimi nabalithandayo bakudla isithelo zabo. It is true that God has placed power in our tongue. Remember, our little God is kankulunkulu lithi He has made us wonderfully and fearfully. So whatever we say, it shall come to pass. Ingako la ngifunde khona lithi ukufa nokuphila kusemandleni olwimi. In other words, when we speak death, it's a seed that we plant. It's what we expect. Because in everything that we say, it shall come to pass. So in other words, in negative confession, it will lead to a negative result. Ingako, if it's funukubona okuhle nokuthandekayo, let's speak what God said in our word. Ngezwi lakhe concerning us. Let's speak God's report concerning our families, concerning any aspect of our life. But if we confess negativity in everything that we do in this life, we'll end up resulting in whatever negativity that will have a negative impact in us. So it is true, but let's depend upon God. Izwi kaNkulunkulu likuveza ngokusobala ukuthi uma sicala sikhuluma ukufa. In other words, we create it, we make it, we manufacture it. In other words, the result, with whatever we confess, it shall come to pass.
It's important that we check these things and we check what we say. I mean, I'm very careful, Sipho, about the aspect of checking what we say. I'm very careful. I have been saying things when I was growing up and I realized these things are wrong about me. And I changed from that. Because I could see some of the things I was starting to become identified with. You know?
Mlaleli, ndanakankulunkulu, ungakukhuluma ukufa, uzokuvuna. Ungakukhuluma ukuhlupheka, uzokuvuna. Ungakukhuluma ukuswela, uzokuvuna. Ungakukhuluma ukugula, uzokuvuna. Ingaka iBhayibheli, Isaiah 18 verse 21, ukufa nokuphila kusemandleni olwimi nabalithandayo badla iy'thelo zalo. There is power in everything that we say. UNkulunkulu usiphilela wamandla, wabekile ey'ndebeni zethu. Uma sikhuluma ukufa, siyawuzuza ukufa ngoba sitshala ukufa. It is true that the power of a negative confession in us, it's a result of the seed of negativity, not believing God's report concerning us. And that is why we reap a negative confession with a negative result. It is true, there are many who never believe God. They started thinking, having faith, speaking negativity, and come to pass. There are many examples. That is why kulumu pila smensako. IBhayibheli olungileyo wamuza kuphila ngokukholwa. In other words, uma siphila ngokukholwa, we have faith in God. God has got great ideas concerning us. Ingakathi kuJeremia nginemicabango emihle ngani. Ukuniphumelelisa nginikeza ithemba nekusasa. Once we start feasting our eyes unto Jesus, being the author and the perfecter of our faith, fill our mind with God's word, we'll start thinking of positivity. Then we'll confess positivity. Then it will result in a positive result.
Mm.
But once we start thinking of negativity, it is because of the negative report that comes from the devil. Remember, devil is our enemy. He'll always show us with our failures. Like they said on Jesus Christ, is there anything good that comes from Nazareth? It's unfortunate, Woody. We could not believe that. That is why we have accepted Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior. It is because we have that faith, Woody, to save our soul. So it is true, guys, ladies and gentlemen. Once we speak negativity, we'll end up reaping negativity concerning us. So let us start now changing our mind, the way we think, the way we confess, the way we speak. Let's now stop speaking death.
Mm.
Because ukufa usolimile lethu, and we created. That is why let's change our attitude. Let the mind that is in Christ be our mind.
Yeah.
Let us clothe ourselves with Christ so that we think and perceive all things in the perspective of Christ concerning us in every dimension of our life.
Absolutely.
If you believe it is Otwani's Gangulungul, we'll fix our eyes on the things, Eltis Gangulungul, whatever is so good, whatever is pure, whatever is of a good confession.
Yes.
Let's think of. So, in other words, Pila, Useman Lenoli, Inri Kulmai, Zweni. Was in Koloin, Umkoloizu, start to confess it. It shall come to pass. Obugufa, Useman Lenolim. In other words, same applies to life. It's in the power of the tongue. So our tongue has got power. In Abu James Uti, Ulim Luis, it is man. Kotelmatuneli Shad, Jomam Lilo. That is why, let us be skeptical. Let's guard our tongue. Let's confess life and stop thinking and confessing negativity, because that's our own destruction that the devil always uses against us.
Absolutely. It's important that we look into those kinds of things. You know, and of course, you know, we like to become those kinds of people who always check what we say, but we also talk things, you know, we also talk things, and it's important that we be circumspect about the things that we say at all times.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Sounds of Life.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwadi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
No hassles, no frills, it's just Sounds Full of Life on 657 AM.
Welcome back. I'd like us also to see what the scripture says. Sipo, I like it, especially when we are able to look into the fact that the things that we say can become a snare for us. Do you know that you can imprison yourself with your own words? You can trap yourself with your own words. Okay, let's take it further. You can bury yourself with your own words. Oh, okay, let's take it even further. You can kill yourself with your words. We must be careful also about that. And scripture says quite a lot on this. Sipo.
I guess from the Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2. The Bible reads thus. You are trapped by what you say. and you are caught by your own words. Nesizululithi ucushiwe ngamanzi omlomo wakho. Ubanjiwe ngamanzi omlomo wakho. In other words, izikaNkulunkulu lithi whatever we will say, it shall catch us up. That is why the negative confession lesizoyenza if singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu forgetting God's word, sizobanjwa a negative result. Because ufakazela izikaNkulunkulu ukuthi we are trapped by what we say. It is of a good advice that as Christian we always say whatever is right, whatever is of godly character, whatever God has said concerning us, so that we cannot be ashamed or not will be trapped or be caught after. Ngoba we are trapped by whatever we say as human beings. Unkulunkulu bathandekayo akabacamba amanga. Lezi zinto esizikhulumayo ngemlomo yethu, it shall come to pass. That is why in negative confession has got power to those who always confess negativity. Never in your life, in any situation, confess failure. Confess that you are alone. God has forsaken you. Remember, izikaNkulunkulu uthe, you will never leave us, neither forsake us. Yes, sometimes it might feel so, but we don't follow our feelings. We have to believe that God has promised that will never leave us, neither forsake us. The Bible says to learn Israel, akuzela ngalali. UNkulunkulu ubala izinto ezikhanda lethu, uyachaphela unyawo lethu lungasheleli. UNkulunkulu ungawashiya. Ingakho asikhulumeni ukuphila, sikhulumeni amazwi amahle ngemlomo yethu, ngoba sicushiwe yile zinto esizishoyo ngemlomo yethu. Some of us were in mess today is because whatever we have confessed earlier on, we have forgotten that we reap the repercussion and the result and the fruits of what we have confessed before. So it is true, believers, let's change our attitude. Let's change our mindset. Let us embrace the mind of Christ. Mm. Let's confess Christ and his victory in all aspects of our life. He is the one who was and he is and is to come. If we fix our eyes unto him, he will never leave us. And those are the promises that you know there are so many to him. A yes and amen. So once we start to believe that, unfortunately, you won't give any room to negativity. We won't give any room to any negative confession in us, because we will boldly tell the devil his position, who he is, under our feet, where he belongs. Because we know our position. We know our post. You know why? It is because umlomo wethu asikhulumi ukwehluleka, asikhulumi ukufa, kodwa sikhuluma ukuphila elithi zikaNkulunkulu. Nkulunkulu wethu nemicabango emihle ngathi asikhulumeni ukuphila, siyawuphila. Ngoba la mazwi esiwakhulumayo iwona isibamba. Uthi uJobe kulinye ivesi la iBhayibhelini, lokho ebekade ngikusaba sekungehlele. Other words, we should not fear. Because greater is he using us than the devil is in this world.
Not that.
Let us start to confess word. Ukuthi izikaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu ongakasiyekele ngashiya. Uhamba nathi adabule nathi emanzini amaningi. Angeke ngivume ukuthi unyawo lethu lishelele. Lo nto Israel akuzela kalali. Uzosilwela izimpini zonke. As confess ukuphila, we will reap that positivity.
As confessing ukuphila and reap that positivity, Sipho says so. And it's important, much of the time, Sipho, it's important that we don't become bored by it. There's so much that the word says about talking positively. But please, look at the words that entrap you and that make your life to be a life that is not really happening. Look at them. And stop saying it. Even some of the nicknames that we had taken as growing up as children, look at them and see how they entrap you. And start to set yourself free from negative confessions. Orga Jan, Sipho.
As fundamental, Lily chapter 4, verse 29, Efeso, iBhayibhelithi, mangaphumi emlonyeni wenu nalinye izwi libolileyo.
Yey.
Kodwa kube ngelilungelo lokwakha njengalokhu kuswelekile ukuze libavezele umusa abizwayo.
Aha.
Izwi kaNkulunkulu lasifunda khona mathandekayo lisifundisa ukuthi makungaphumi nelilodwa izwi libolileyo. Izwi libolile, it's a corrupt word, it's a negative word. In other words, God wants to show ukuthi we should not allow our tongue to sow negativity.
Mm.
It is true, sometimes can be hurt, but make sure ukuthi izwi likhipha ngomlomo wakho. You don't confess negativity, because there is power on whatever we say. No matter what they can hurt you, but don't speak about fellowship. Don't speak about useless. Don't speak about it will amount to nothing, because that negative confession has got power, and it will lead to their destruction, and it will lead to ukuthi kuphume izwi elibolile emlonyeni wakho that will hurt their future and destroy ikusasa labo ngokwamanzi osuke wakhuluma ngaleso sikhathi. It is of a great advice as believers that we watch our tongue. We start now to confess God's word concerning our children, concerning any environment that God has put us into, so that we speak kingdom's language, we speak the mind of Christ, we speak God's word. It is true, izwi kaNkulunkulu malithi makungaphumi nelilodwa izwi elibolileyo emlonyeni wethu. Kodwa kuphume izwi elilungele ukwakha njengalokhu kuswelekile ngaphandle. People, they are hurt. They need words of encouragement. They need words to strengthen their faith. They need words that create hope for a better future that they expect. So let us now start to speak positively ngabo. Silinguso Moses ukuthi when they were faced with their enemies, he started to confess God's word ukuthi lamagibhithe nabonayo namhlanje nombuka kugcina. He was speaking positivity as a leader. That is why, as leaders in our families, in our community, in whatever space that God has put you in, start to speak positivity. Don't speak negativity ukuthi ngeke usebenze, ngeke uthole umsebenzi, ngeke usaphila. I seek into a pillar life. All those where they lead to suicidal thoughts that will lead to the death of someone. Because uba negative emqondweni kukulethela umphumela ukuthi wenze izinto ezinegative empilweni. Sifundise, sijwayeze njengomntwana kaNkulunkulu. Confess izwi kaNkulunkulu. Ingango makungaphumi emlonyeni izwi nelilodwa, not a sentence but a word, because even the amazwi negative can destroy somebody. Ingaka to Jesu, we will stand an account for each and every word that was spoken to people on the judgment day. So to save our soul from eternal destruction, let's stop speaking negativity. Because there is power of a negative confession in us that will catch us up in the future. Let's confess God's word and let's speak life. Mushilu Jesu, what he has come so that may have life and life in abundance. Let's start now to speak that life and let people see that life in us. In Jesus' name, we'll conquer. Remember, all power is given, and it's given to Christ. So he's given to us those powers to speak life. It shall come to pass. Lalela uyikufa uyophila. Shumayela isahlulo sikaNkulunkulu. Wena usazobona ukuhle ezweni labaphilayo. Ya great. Explose osazowenza kulo mhlaba.
Yeah.
Because of the great God that is in us, the one that we serve, uNkulunkulu, ozokwandisa imikhawulo yethu. Enza ukuthi sistretch amathende ethu. Sinabele nasendaweni la. Because greater is he who is in us than the devil is in this world. We confess positivity, we expect positivity, because we believe in Christ Jesus.
Amen to that. We believe in Christ Jesus at all times. We must be those kinds of people. Singazivumeli ukuthi we find ourselves confessing things that we are not supposed to. No, we should not. Let's take a song, then the final thought.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuis, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
Coming to the final part of the matter, it's important also to say these words, you know, that we now are careful of the things that we have said, and we are careful of how we have said them. We need, therefore, to be careful not to find ourselves repeating these same mistakes over and over again, because by so doing, we actually are shaping the course of our lives. Let us learn to speak positively. In the final analysis, Muruti Sipho.
Balaleli asivale ngana le verse le Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. Uthi mbhalo wesizulu lami. Ngifakazisa namuhla izulu nomhlaba ngani ukuthi ngibeke phambi kwenu ukuphila nokufa. Sibusiso nesicalekiso. Ngaloko khetha ukuphila ukuba uphile wena nenzalo yakho. The power of a negative confession is that whatever that is negative you confess, it shall come to pass. God is not a man to lie. It is in his word. Before us there is life and death, curse and a blessing, but he advises us as his children to choose life, to choose a blessing. Because whatever we choose, it shall come to pass. So in a nutshell, sow a good seed. Have faith in God. He is the greatest advisor in our generation. So whenever he advises us to choose life, it means life is better than death. So we need to choose it. We need to follow it. We need to meditate upon it. Because we have sown a seed of life in us.
Yeah.
I speak life. Usazohamba emsebenzini, usazolala, nanoma isipho simobhekene naso. I speak Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you won't die, but you shall live and proclaim the greatness of the Lord in the land of the living. And you will see the greatness of the Lord in the land of the living. And you are destined to a greater height and of a greater calling through Christ, who has opened doors for you. Wena nekhaya lakho, isazophila, anluyeki. And is ukufa prematurely, but you will live and see the blessing of the Lord that is upon your head coming to pass even to your next generation. Inango, I confess it every day. This is a day that the Lord has made. I am rejoicing and I'm glad on it. No weapon that is forged against me that shall prosper. And every tongue that speaketh evil against me, it shall be condemned by God Almighty. That's my vindication and my inheritance from God.
Yeah.
That's what I confess. And I expect it in each and every day that I see the vindication of the Lord by my side towards my enemy. And I've seen it because it's God who never lied. So negative confession is not part of my vocabulary. It should not also be part of your vocabulary. Start to speak positivity. You will serve the Lord. You won't die young, but you will serve until the last minute on this planet Earth. serving God's purpose. That's the true confession. And we call it positive. And it's a seed, Mlaleli. Now, you can sow it in your life, in whatever situation that you've come across. Kulungula busisa, ubene usugulu mnandi, kulungula yakuthanda. He sent Christ for you as a seed, so that you can have life. Accept him to be your personal savior, to be your king, so that you will have the eternal life, knowing God, him alone that he has sent, that is Jesus Christ, the mediator between man and God. He has loved you. Yakuthanda Jesu, ubene usugulu mnandi. Funiso Ray, Chalan Dominic, Nibana Sul, Nanikusumus and Busis, and Tanda Buffet.
Yeah, that is Yakuthanda Sipho. It's good, man, and of course, it's wonderful. Let us learn to confess very well. Let us learn to become those kinds of people who confess that which is true. And then next week we are going to be talking about spiritual conflict, and we will be doing discussions. Sorry, I couldn't open the phone lines tonight. And of course, also the comments there. And then next week, it's back to it. We are doing it the normal way. It's been a pleasure. Shalom. Blessings upon you. May we glorify the Father, Yahuwah Elohim, who by His Spirit guides us into all truth. Have a beautiful and a blessed evening.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.